We begin Ketzel Shulchan Aruch Simen Chaf Gimel Sif Yud. If a kohen amid b'krishma, if a kohen is in the middle of krishma or a birchas krishma, saying the birchas krishma, umakoshkein amid b'tefilah Shemoneh Esrei, certainly if he is saying Shemoneh Esrei, afilu ein sham kohen acher, even if there is no other kohen there, ein kohen I say, he should not be called up for an aliyah. Nor do we have to wait till he becomes available to get the aliyah. Shem terched tzibura, because we always avoid terched tzibura. Al karen Levi Yisrael, we call up a Levi Yisrael. Then Imrim, we don't say im ein kan koyin. Al Imrim, what we say is Levi Yisrael, that we're calling up the Levi or Yisrael from koyin koyin. Ubediavet, however, if the koyin was called up, im oimid b'krishma b'chaseh, he's in the middle of krishma or sid b'racha sehah, oilam avarach s'bracha, he goes up and says the bracha, and that is the halacha, even if he was called up for mafter, which obviously comes with many brachas. As far as saying the haftarah, if there's somebody else who could read it, that's better. If not, he should read it out loud. Avla yikra makaira, but in such a situation, he shouldn't read along with the Baal Kaira El Yishma, he should just listen. If at all possible, he should try to get to a place where he could easily stop. Kaidim Shu Oil before he goes off for Aliyah. But if he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Afil Kuru, even if he was called up, Loyali shouldn't go off for Aliyah. The Kain Ben Gula Betfil, if he's standing between Gal Yisrael and the Shemoneh Esrei, lo yala. Ubetfilas al kain tzar, but if he's middle of al kain tzar, yala, but he should say yul rotzen before he takes the aliyah. V'moimid b'psuk de zimra, if he's in the middle of the psuk de zimra, im ain't sham kain acher, if there's no other kain, then afil chatchila kain I say, we could call him up for aliyah. And similarly, if there's no one else that can lane, he should be called up, he should go up to lane to read from the Torah, and that halacha applies even during krishma, birchas krishma. He should try to find a place to stop if they need him to be a Baal Kairi and go up and be a Baal Kairi. However, in these circumstances, achla yikra makairi shouldn't lane along with the Baal Kairi. Avam yesham acher, if there's another kind that could be called up, ein kain ashal chatchila, he shouldn't be called up l'chatchila v'keren din b'levi. The same thing applies if we're in the middle of Hallel. If we're in the middle of Hallel, if it's Hallel that we say in Rosh Chodesh, then we don't say this whole Hallel. It's treated like Psukah de Zimra. And if it's a day that we say the whole Hallel, then the middle of Hallel is treated like the middle of Birchas Krishma. Sif Yud Aleph. Im Karan L'Kohen L'Levi. If a Kohen L'Levi were called off, Einam Sham, and they're not there. L'Yikra L'Acha B'Shmai. They should not call up somebody else by their name. Shlayomer, for we are concerned, they'll reach in Shulpogim, they're going to say that they found a disqualification with the Kohen or the Levi that were called up. El Yomer, La'acha, they should just tell the other person who's going up, Alei Atok, just go up for Aliyah V'yala. Ava B'noi, if they're calling up a son instead of a father, then Yechayim L'Kroi B'Shmoi, you could call him up by his name. She'en Zeh B'gam L'Aviv, if there was a disqualification, the disqualification would have passed along to the son. So if the son is being called up, so that it's obvious that there's no disqualification and there's no problem. Shema av ha'yipogim, because if the father is disqualified, then obviously it passes down, gam ben ha'yipogim. V'gein im ha'koin ha'levi enim yichayim lamas. If the koin ha'levi can't take the aliyah and they sh'ayim the betfila, because they're davening, yichayim l'kray al'acha b'shmai, somebody else could be called up by name. So I call Royim, everybody sees Shayna Oyler that the reason he's not taking the Aliyah, Neshayna Shoy, because he's not allowed to. We call Yisroel, if a Yisroel was called up, and then it turns out, Ve'ein Hashem, he's not there. Yuchayim L'Kray L'Acha B'Shmoy, we could call up the second person by his name. However, there are places that the Minig is that we never call up the substitute Oyler by his name. If after the second one was called up, the first one shows up. The halacha is that the second one gets the aliyah, and if possible, we should give that person and also an aliyah. Yibisrael l'shach begam. The kenim kohen levi l'achron l'mafter. A kohen levi were called for achron l'mafter b'shabbos for yontav ve'enam sham. Yekoyim l'kor ach b'shem. Somebody else could be called up by name. Here, of course, we're learning that we should call up everybody by their name for the Sefer Torah. If somebody is calling up his father, somebody's the Gabbai, and is calling up his father for an aliyah, he should say Yamer Avi, and then most Paiskim, I saw the Shalas Chuvus Erev Tzvi and the Avni Nezer, say, you could say Yamer Avi. Once you gave him the title Avi, you could call him by his name. If somebody's father is a mumer, he should not be called up by his father's name, but because we don't want to embarrass him, that everybody is called up by the father's name, and he's not being called up by his father's name, he should be called up by his grandfather's name, and that will solve any embarrassment. Im Sifya Beis, Im Loya Koyim Beis HaKnesses, if there was no Koyim in the Shul, or Shahaya, of who there was, El Shloyadu Mimenu, and they weren't aware that he's there. For Karl Yisrael Mekayim Ba'Allah, so he called up Yisrael in his place. Afilu Mama Baruch Hashem Mavarach, even if he said Baruch Hashem Mavarach, El Shloy Posach Adayin as Abracham, he didn't yet begin saying the Baruch of Ashabach Abanu. Uba Akoyin, and the Shkoyin shows up, or Shiniskru Shiesh, or they realize that there's a Koyin there. Koyin as a Koyin, we call up the Koyin, Va'oil of Agamahu Baruch Hu, he starts from Baruch Hu. Yisrael, but Yisrael was called up by mistake, Kadesh lo Yispayish, in order to avoid embarrassing him, Yamacham, he should stand there, Ach Lachashikr Koyin Valevi, until after we call up the Koyin Levi, Vaz Yikruah. The Aruch HaShulchan says he doesn't have to actually stand by the Bima, he could go down, but he should be called for an Aliyah. Avon Kvar Om Yisrael Sashem Min Abrocha. Once the Yisrael said the Shem from Abrocha, Shem Abarcha to Hashem, and then the Kohen shows up where we realize there's a Kohen, Shuv Ein Oil HaKohen, we don't call up the Kohen anymore. V'chein Adinim Karim Levi Makum Kohen, if a Levi was called up instead of a Kohen, Uba Kohen Kohenim Shomer HaLevi Barcha to Hashem, if the Kohen shows up before the Levi says Barcha to Hashem, Oil HaKohen, the Kohen should get the Aliyah, V'Levi Mamtim, the Kohen Oysa Akrav, and then the Levi will get the second Aliyah. The Kenyan, the same halach applies in Loyo Levi. Oshlo Yadu Menu, or they didn't know Levi was there. The Karas, a Kain Gam, Kaim Levi. So the halach is you give the Kain the first two aliyas, Vakach Ba Levi, and then the Levi shows up. If he shows up, Kain Shama, Kain Barakat Hashem, Kain Asa Levi. Sefyud Gimel, Ein Karim Shnei Achim Zachazah, we don't call two brothers after one after the other. Bein Shem and Abein and Aim, whether they're maternal or paternal brothers. So to a father with a son or a grandson. Ein Karim Zachazah should not be called up for two consecutive aliyas. Mishum Ein Abisha, it represents an Ayin Hara. Even if the people who are getting the aliyas say they don't care. Even one will be Achron, one will be Mafter. The Dafka, but that's only on a Shabbos, Shem Metzian Sefer Torah Acha L'mafter. We don't take out a different Sefer Torah for Mafter. Aval Kishem Metzian Sefer Torah Acher, if there's a second Sefer Torah being taken out for Mafter Mutter, but also the Pais would say it has to be that there are two Sefer Torah, and also that there was a Kaddish said between the two Aliyahs. We came in Hamafter Ein Bar Mitzvah, if the Bar Mitzvah is not Mafter is not a mitzvah mutter. B'chol elim koru kfar, and if he was called up, kfar orla, even though we shouldn't have given people aliyahs this way, lo yavid. U'v'shei achim rak min aim, when maternal brothers, ve'av im ben benoi, or grandfather and a grandson, im koru afil adayin lo orla, if he was called up to the Sefer Torah, even though they didn't go off for aliyah yet, yalem. U'makayim atzarech, but in a place where there's a real need, in a place where there's a new real need, afil chatchila the karm zachazah, we could call them one after the other. On the minig is that on Simchas Torah, where everybody gets aliyas, we're not careful with this halacha. Regarding Habe Galila, there are different minhagim. I saw Rabbi Yashiv said, for Habe Galila, we don't have to be makbid with these halachas. I saw that the Klaus Magrebbe held that we do have to be makbid for these halachas by Habe Galila. And I saw there really depends on the minhag hamakim. If the people who get Habe Galila are called up by name, so then we shouldn't give two brothers, a father, son, Habe Galila together. If they're not being called up by name, the people who get Habe Galila, then we could be more lenient. Sif Yudalad. Misha Olo Latoyah Beis Knesset Echad. Somebody who got an aliyah in one shul. V'akach Nizdam LeBeis Knesset Echad. And then he comes to another shul. V'karo Gamkin. And they again call him up for an aliyah. Afilu L'Parshish Kfar Olaba. Even if it's the aliyah that he already had in the previous shul. Oyle Shainis. He can take the second aliyah. U'mevarach as a brachas. And the same applies to a kohen. If there's a kohen in the shul, even if the kohen is not davening, but if he's in the room where they're laning, and he's the only kohen, we should give him the aliyah. As far as giving somebody both an aliyah and mafter, l'chatchila, the minig is that we don't, but the eved, if somebody bought the rav an aliyah, and somebody else bought a mafter, or other such circumstances, there is room for leniency. Sif Tezvav. B'tanat Tzibur, k'shukarim v'yichal. On a Tanat Tzibur, when we read Yichal, ein karim la'al sotera, we don't call up for an aliyah, el amish yasana, only somebody who's fasting. And similarly, the Baal Kaira should be a person that's fasting, unless there's no one else who is able to read from the Torah, besides the people who are not fasting. Habe Galila Hatzah V'Chnasa on a fast day can be given even to somebody who's not fasting, so says the Mata Ephraim. V'mein kan koin ala azesh enim sana. The only koin that's here is somebody who's not fasting, or shem dat l'hashlam, or he doesn't intend to finish the fast day. Currently, Yisrael Levi Mekaymai. We call Yisrael or Levi in his place. The toiv, the best would be shiyetz ha'koyim beis ha'knesses. He should leave. Yesh koyin acher. If there's another koyin, ein tzarech lotzis, he doesn't have to leave. El yodia, he should notify the gabay shlo yikru that he should not be called up for aliyah. Call up the other koyin who is able to get the aliyah because he's fasting. Vim yikrua, but if he was called up, lo yala. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that if he's a person that it's going to involve a real embarrassment, that everybody will see that he's not fasting, then we could be lenient and let him go off for aliyah. But I also saw that Rav Chaim Kamenetsky used to suggest that if a person is concerned that he's going to be called off for aliyah, which he shouldn't be called off for because he's not fasting, and what he should do is just not come to shul and avoid the problem. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, for who b'sheni b'chamishi, if this takes place on Monday and Thursday, al b'shukarim v'yichal, the reading yichal, kim sh'atu z'man kriyas ha'Torah, it's a day where we lean anyway, but the eved, im lo yotzeh beis ha'knesses, if the kohen or whoever did not leave the shul and they called him up for aliyah, even though he's not fasting, in such a situation, yala. And the Paiskim say that this halacha applies as well Tisha B'Av in the morning and on Yom Kippur in the morning.